Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Sure, a lot of you have been to visit the Cliffs of Moher in County Clare, or maybe you've spent an afternoon walking along the walking trail there. There seems to be some controversy in Clare at the moment over the walking trail. Pat Sweeney's with me on the line. Pat's a farmer. He's the chair of the Doolan branch of the IFA, but he's also a tour guide. Pat, you're very welcome to the programme. You might just explain to listeners, first of all, so this coastal walking trail at the Cliffs of Moher, it goes through a number of farmers' land. Is that right? Farmers allow their land to be used.
That's correct, yeah. We opened the trail here in 2012, and there's 38 farmers involved in the trail going from Doolan to the Cliffs of Moher Centre all the way down to Heggs Head. And it was a walkway scheme package that was put in place between Minister Eamon O'Creeve at the time, here in Galway, in cooperation with the IFA. It was a walkthrough scheme package that was opened up for all of the country. It gave an opportunity for farmers to give over their little pieces of land here on the Cliffs of Moher here, where we could develop a walking trail since 2012. And I think it's one of the most fantastic trails. Mm. Not being biased by any means.
Yeah, that's great.
I have two farms on the trail here. But we're very upset with what's happening at the moment. One thing I would say to you is that I'd like to get across is I'm just a farmer on the Cliffs of Moher trying to carve out a livelihood here for my family and for the six generations of my family here. Why would someone like myself give permissive access for a walk back in 2012 if I thought that it would lead to us now being in a position where we could be CPO'd?
So at the time in 2012, there was, as you said, the contract that was designed. You're obviously getting some kind of money or some sort of payment for effectively what is the rent of your bit of land and the other 37 farmers as part of this walking trail.
Well, it's not a rent as such. It's the walkway scheme package that was developed all over the country. I think it was maybe €14 a metre. And it depends how much metres you had on your farm that you were paid €14 a metre. And some farms there will be getting maybe €300, €400, €500, that sort of thing.
A year?
Some farmers are a year. Some farmers are very small. They have very small plots of land. And most of the farms on the Cliffs of Moher, they go parallel from the main road down onto the cliffs. So you're only actually travelling through the bottom parts of those farms, which would be small sections in most of them.
So what's changed?
Well, I suppose we're still with the Clare Local Development Company. The Clare County Council came in here about 3 or 4 years ago, and they offered us €1,000 each for the farmers, which was very nice of them and fantastic. And they also said that they're getting Tobin's consultants to write up a full report of the trail to see how it can be improved, how it can be made safer, I presume, as well, and also what can be helpful with helping. Having a good solid trail in front of us, a very safe trail for visitors to come from all over the world to walk that trail 365 days a year and support the local businesses in the local villages of Doolan and the Scanner.
So has there been some recommendation? Tom Lane is with me too, Pat. Stay with us. Tom's a former chair of the IFA in County Limerick. So Tom, has there been, just to be very clear about this, is it just that there was a suggestion within the report that was commissioned by the County Council in Clare, that the farmers or the landowners who own sections of the trail, that if necessary, that the compulsory purchase order could be used?
Yes, I mean, there was a couple of different suggestions there, but the CPO hanging over farmers' heads, going into a negotiation to keep the trail and maintain the trail and develop the trail. If you've that gun to your head and you're sitting down with Clare County Council or anyone else, that irrespective of what you wish and how you try to negotiate, the last thing you want is the other side to be able to just take what they want when they want it at whatever price they believe is correct for themselves.
And you're one of the 30, I think Pat mentioned 38, is it 36? You're one of the landowners, are you, Tom, that's part?
I'm not one of the landowners. I'm the former chair for IFA in County Clare, and I'm also sitting on the Rural Development Committee for Irish Farmers Association.
You're probably dealing with farmers about this.
Yeah, I mean, we got involved there kind of maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Brian, when the council expressed an interest in kind of, was there the council and the Cliffs of Moher experience, were looking to develop a lot more of what they have on the walking trail itself. Because we have the Cliffs of Moher experience, which is run by Clare County Council, which overlaps onto the walking trail.
Do any farmers pass? Like, are there any farmers that would be happy in any circumstances? You know, if it's a case, if there were ever to be a case about the compulsory purchase orders, are there any that would want to participate in that?
I don't think there's any farmers in this country that would be able to participate in a structure like this, project like this, that the CPO hanging over their heads for whatever reason. And the mention of a CPO in that Holman report, me as farmers, a farmer on the Cliffs of Moher, in the sections of the pathway here, like the 38 of us here, including myself, we are very disappointed to see this in the Holman report coming out. And it was actually a leaked report that came out. It made major headlines in the Clare Champion there last Thursday on the front page, and the IFA have seen the Holman report, but the 38 farmers, including myself, we have not seen the Holman report about our property.
Okay. Now, I should say, we have contacted Clare County Council and we've asked them, you know, if they'd like to join us today or they want to maybe send us in a statement about this. Now, I haven't heard anything from them yet. They did say, or previously they said, reading here in the Irish Times this morning, they'd said in a statement that, you know, the council acknowledged that the draft report had caused upset to landowners and that the CPO was never the preferred option of Clare County Council, which remained committed to continue working with farmers, local farmers in the area, to ensure that the walk could ultimately exist from Doolin to Hag's Head. Michael McNamara is with us on the line as well, independent Clare TD. Michael, what's your thoughts on this situation?
I think it's very unfortunate. I mean, I think that the landowners opened up their lands in good faith. It was to be a collaborative enterprise. With CLDC, which is a local development company. The farmers were to benefit. Clare County Council certainly benefited. And we know that revenues are hugely up at the Cliffs of Moher visitor experience. But the local community is also benefiting. There was no possibility of increasing the amount that farmers were getting as more and more people were using it, and the Cliffs of Moher became this huge international marketing endeavour. Farmers were still getting a couple of hundred euros for what is, you know, a risk that they pose and an interference with their private property. Negotiations were taking place with CLDC and the farmers. Everybody was negotiating in good faith. And then the Clare County Council started to take it over and they talked about 1,000 euros, as we heard just now. And the consultants are engaged to write a report. And then part of that report is leaked. I mean, it's very unfortunate that it's leaked. But, I mean, you have to be, or at least I have to say, I'm a bit sceptical about consultants' reports in general and the leaking of them. Because usually people leak a report when it is to their benefit to leak it. I mean, that's, fairly standard across negotiations in
but
general.
We don't know who leaked it in this case, to be fair, but I'm not suggesting the consultants.
Oh, no. I mean, it wasn't the consultants. Their own interest, I presume, is being paid. But usually, as I say, reports are leaked when it's in somebody's interest to leak them. And it's leaked that this can be CPO'd if required as we head into continued negotiations with farmers. It is kind of hanging it over their head that, you know, you'll take what you get, and if you don't like it, we'll CPO you because, you know, we can do that. I just don't think that's a good way to negotiate. I don't think it leads to collaboration. And what this was about was collaboration because farmers opened it. They didn't have to open it up at all. It's not.
This and they're is not getting. By the sounds of not, what Pat says, a lot of them aren't getting. They're not getting big money out of this.
Oh, they're not. No, not at all. But they're happy. You know, they were happy to do it because it was for everybody's benefit. But now they're being told that if they don't do it as Clare County Council wants, for the amount that Clare County Council wants, we can CPO you. That's not how you build a collaborative project going forward. It's not how you build goodwill with people that you're negotiating with. And it's not how a local authority should act. And I mean, unfortunately, Clare County Council, you know, is very willing to go to the courts rather than negotiate. And that is a concern that I would have. And it's a concern that must be in the back of farmers' minds, particularly when a report is leaked saying that we can CPO this. I mean, what, you know, this use of consultants' reports, I know local authorities and the public service generally love to commission reports, costing lots of money. But, I mean, why was there a necessity to commission a report in the first place? I mean, what gem of knowledge is in this that a senior executive in Clare County Council couldn't have come up with, other than to say, well, the consultants, this report has now been leaked and it's out there. You know, we can
see we're talking about it today. I should say Clare County Council, in a statement previously to The Times, say they look forward to engaging and discussing future plans for the Cliffs of Moher Walk with all of the interested parties following the publication of the final report, whenever that happens. Pat, thanks a million for joining us in the programme today. That was Pat Sweeney from the Doolin branch of the IFA. Tom Lane is the former Clare IFA County Chair, and Michael McNamara, is independent, of course, MEP. Michael, thanks a million for joining us on the show. If you want to get in touch about that, anything we've been talking about, you can email us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.